Good morning, everybody. My name is Howard Chapman, and I will be chairing the planning committee this morning on behalf of our chairman, GM Whitley. We'd like a motion for approval of minutes. Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. I did give one minor update to our secretary, and it's going to be revised. It was simply a scrivener's error. So, any questions about the minutes? Hearing none, move approval is made. Call for a motion to approve the minutes.
All in favor? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. All in favor?
Okay.
Say aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item on the agenda is public comments. Is anyone here with public comments?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Walter Small, 1248 Gracie Court, Mount Pleasant. I'm here to support item on the Olive Branch AME Church rezoning. Any questions on that, you can ask me. We are launching out on a construction program. This is part of the pieces to it. So if you have any questions, I'm here to support that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any other here for public comment? Seeing none, move on to employee years of service recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Peter, you want to come up here with me? I am honored today to recognize Peter Stone for 5 years of outstanding service. Peter is a Mount Pleasant native and graduate of Wando High School. He left his hometown just long enough to attend school, but shortly felt the calling back home, where he settled with his wife, Morgan, and his baby boy, who is 9 months old now. Peter joined the town in 2018, first hired under engineering as a development codes inspector. Just a year later, we managed to steal him from engineering to fill a planner position. He was subsequently promoted to senior planner shortly after the restructuring of our department was complete. Peter's knowledge of site layout, design, and his landscaping background allowed him to seamlessly take on the responsibilities of staffing the town's commercial design review board. While he continues to play a vital role in DRB, he now oversees activities related to rezonings, impact assessments, and plan developments as the lead staff liaison to the Planning Commission. Over the past 5 years, Peter has shepherded and juggled dozens of commercial design proposals, zoning and rezoning cases, beginning with scoping and due diligence meetings through our DRT process, and working with property owners, developers, and attorneys. While you see him at committee and commission and DRB meetings, he spends considerable time behind the scenes working to make things as smooth and manageable as possible. Peter is very well-rounded in his knowledge and of town ordinances and development regulations. He has become someone other planners go to for advice and answers, and is a mentor to our other staff. Peter is an absolute pleasure to work with. I'm sure all of you have had a chance to reach out to him and speak to him, and he's always a pleasure to work with. He consistently uses his calm, friendly, common sense professional approach when informing and advising others. His varied background in horticulture and later theology gives him an interesting perspective. As Michael says, he can cultivate your plants and your soul. Please join me in thanking Peter for 5 years of outstanding work for the serving the citizens of Mount Pleasant.
Okay, next item on the agenda is a review of Planning Commission recommendations from the May 24th, 2023 meeting. First item is 5A, R0523, Olive Branch AME Church rezoning.
All right, this first one is simple, but it's going to sound a little convoluted. But when it comes in the form of a recommendation, I'll need two separate motions. This is a proposal to rezone several parcels under the ownership of Olive Branch AME to a couple of different zoning districts. So let me get into the area. It's actually three separate parcels right now, as you can see here, along Highway 17, and it flanks the entrance of Indigo Square. So when the yellow, which is R1, was automatically annexed in as R1, that was our default zoning at the time. The little corner lot has been AB for some time, and that's what the current zoning is. Our comp plan calls for AB for that strip along Indigo Market, and public institutional for much of the rest of the campus. So there's two separate requests here. The first is rezoned from AB and R1 to public institutional. Right now in R1, a church, to do any improvements or anything at all, they have to get a special exception. So it's very burdensome whenever they want to make any changes. They have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. So this would make it compliant, so they don't have to take that extra step when they want to make changes. The second request is to take a portion of that large R1 and incorporate it back into Indigo Square. So this is the portion here, and this is just a conceptual, that would go to PI1, and that would be the main campus of the church. And they plan to do some improvements there, which would go separately through our design review process. And this is the remaining 1 acre parcel that they wish to actually zone PD, and it would have its own separate uses within the Indigo Square plan development. And here you can see it in its entirety. So these smaller out parcels here, all those lot lines would be abandoned. Then you would have one large PI property for the campus, and then you would have the smaller 1 acre lot that would be zoned plan development. Just a little bit of history here. The subject parcel proposed to be incorporated into the PD, actually the whole parcel, I'm sorry, was originally part of the Indigo Square plan development, and as part of a land swap, it was given to the church. So what they really want to do is just take that 1 acre parcel, incorporate that back into the plan development. So what they've proposed is to use the Indigo Square commercial uses, but they wanted to further restrict it. So in their original proposal, they said they would also prohibit car washes, gas stations, and a self-storage facility, and then they're proposing only a maximum 4,000 square foot. What the Planning Commission did was further restrict that, and their recommendation was that they could only do OP and NC uses, and really what they wanted to get at is they didn't think it was appropriate to have a drive-through there. And so what comes before you now is a recommendation for approval for this larger section to be zoned PI1, and then for this parcel to be incorporated into the plan development and be allowed OPNC uses, so office professional and neighborhood commercial, and then they also further restricted it to 4,000 square feet and then prohibited these specific uses. So that's what comes before you right now. Again, those did both come with recommendations for approval, and I know the applicant is here to answer any questions that you may have.
Do we have any questions of staff? Ms. Hyatt?
I'm wondering if there's a way to have some connectivity from Mathis Ferry to this new building or over to Indigo Square. I see there's...
I'm not sure.
There's a route through there, like into the parking, but a lot of times that's blocked. It really would be great to have some kind of connectivity to what they want to do on the corner. And to Indigo Square.
It doesn't go all the way to the corner there, this particular lot. So I don't know that we could do it with this lot. I know we've had some interest in wanting to connect behind. And Mr. Chapman, you and I had a conversation about that. And there were some obstacles to that. But I'm not sure about connection to Mathis Ferry Road. Maybe that's something the applicant could speak to more. And there may also actually be some distance issues. You see the connection, I'm guessing, and I don't have, but you have this entrance here. If they were to provide, let's see, we've got the entrance to Mathis Ferry here. That may be something we'd have to look at during the design. My concern is there's a separation distance between entrances onto the street. So if, you know, depending on where they would do it, would have to do some measurements and see if that would be possible. But that's something we could look at during the design.
The cemetery is behind there, so that kind of blocks, unless there's a way to go through the back. But if you look at their actual plan,
mm-hmm.
Can you flip to that? I mean, it looks like you can drive through there, but in front of the church, but that's just going through the parking lots, I guess. But
yeah, and the applicant may be able to speak to, they may have looked at that option. I don't know. He could probably speak to that a little
bit. Or if there's a way behind there to connect. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Yeah. We have, Michelle, we've got somebody here from the church.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear from Mr.
Sure.
Smalls on that issue.
It does seem like that says access road or something in the back of the property.
Yeah.
Where you could come around from the back.
Yeah, in the back of the property is a dirt road about 10 feet wide between the Wando East and our graveyard. And we use that basically doing funerals and so forth. So it is not a transportation route, if you will.
Okay.
It's just a circulation route to get around church's property.
Yeah, and Mr. Smalls, wouldn't that go through the cemetery if a road was put there?
Yes.
That's what I thought, my memory of the area.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pretty good sized cemetery back there, and to try to put a road through there, I don't think there's room.
Okay.
That's the problem. Now, there was a previous road where Mathis Ferry once was. It's still back there, but I'm thinking that would go through the cemetery if you tried to do it to get the Indigo Square entrance. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And there's no room in front either, I guess. But, okay.
That was it.
Okay. My question is, and Mr. Smalls, if you'd stay up here because you may have the answer. There's a pretty substantial neighborhood right behind where the church is wanting to give back the property to Indigo Square for their PD.
Right.
Has any effort been made to contact that neighborhood or the owners of the HOA in there, which I think is Mr. Kerr?
We have not contacted the HOA. I've talked with the owners of Indigo Square, gave them copies of the plans and so forth that we are planning to do with the church's overall building program.
Yeah, but nobody's contacted the neighborhood. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. That's a concern I have because when Indigo Square came to the Planning Commission, I happen to be on the Planning Commission, and I know that was an issue with that neighborhood and the Indigo Square development. By having that area left alone and left vacant and with the trees, I think the neighborhood was okay. But I would certainly like to hear from them prior to this going to council, because I'd prefer to have it discussed before it goes to council, before it's on council's agenda. So my suggestion is that we not take up that particular rezoning. The other rezonings are great, and I'm so glad to hear that the church is in a position to improve the size and everything else. Are you going to keep the building where the existing church is, or are you going to tear that down?
We have to meet as a church body. The game plan is to build a new sanctuary, use the PD part to finance the new construction of a new sanctuary, and then we'll start looking at the old building and what parts to keep. The fellowship piece was built in 73. Structurally, I think that's the better part. But we'll sit down as a church body and decide I do feel that the old pantry will go away. It's just a block building.
That was a question I had. You think the old pantry will be demolished?
We would have to sell that through the church conference to tear that down.
So that would also be a sale by the church to help build the sanctuary.
No, sir, that would be needed for additional for the parking.
Okay, so it'd be needed for the parking. Okay.
And Mr. Chapman, just as a matter of information, two things. One, the area that they intend to that they're proposing to incorporate into the PD is actually approved for parking right now for the church, and they've decided they don't need it. Number one. And just one other thing is if it's incorporated in and developed other than a parking lot, they would have to do a 10-foot buffer and a 5-foot wood fence abutting the townhouses. So just something for you to keep in mind.
The commercial would have to do that.
Correct.
For the
yes. Correct.
Okay.
So essentially that's it's already approved?
Yeah, they could do parking now. They could use it as a parking lot now. And if you look just kind of to put it into context, they're limiting themselves to a 4,000 square foot building, so that's just gives you a little bit of a visual of what that would look like.
This sheet that we're seeing is different from the last one, where you only had maybe three types of uses that couldn't be included.
Well, these are permitted. The others were the ones they specifically said we will prohibit, which was a gas station, a car wash, and a storage facility.
Okay. So you need two motions.
Yes, two separate.
One to approve from AB
to PI.
To PI.
AB and R1 to public institutional. Yes, ma'am. And then the other would be to amend the Indigo Square PD to incorporate that 1-acre parcel with those specific uses if you want to take Planning Commission's recommendation.
All right, so I can move to approve the first one. So move to approve from AB1 to PI. Second.
I'll second the motion. You already seconded. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize. Okay, motion made and seconded to rezone. I guess we've recommended to council to rezone.
Recommend to council.
Recommend to council to rezone from AB/R1 to PI 1 for the church. Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion regarding that motion? Hearing none, call for a question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have. Okay, now. The second request is to rezone the remaining 1-acre portion of Olive Branch AME from R1 to Indigo Square planned development. Is there a motion?
The motion that we recommend to council from R1 to the Indigo Square PD.
Is there a second? Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
I want to say second it with commission's restrictions.
Yes, restrictions.
Okay. With the motions made and seconded to rezone the remaining 1-acre portion of Olive Branch AME from R1 to Indigo Square plan development with the Planning Commission's recommendations is a recommendation to council, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Ms. Hyatt?
I assume since this was going to be possibly parking anyway, the whole area would be cleared. 10 feet doesn't sound like much of a buffer.
No.
To do 4,000 square feet, they'll need that entire lot to accommodate the parking, or it's going to depend on the use?
No, I doubt the whole. They'll have to do buffers all the way around. They'll have to do the buffer against Wando East. They'll have to meet the parking, the landscaping requirements. So they could accomplish a larger building.
But they've limited themselves to 4,000.
Okay. So, yeah, I was just wondering how much, you know, if there was a way to build more buffer into that, if they're doing a smaller building. You know,
it's a PD, so you can condition it.
That's what I thought, but I, you know. We want to be able to accomplish the project, but I just want to make sure that they have as much buffer as possible.
You've seen what the Planning Commission suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add to it?
I feel like I need to know more.
Yeah.
Well, that was my concern to start with, in that I'm not sure how much effort has been made to talk to the neighborhood. And we've got a pretty substantial neighborhood back there. And there is an HOA I'm aware of. And I know Mr. Kerr was the company that's doing the HOA. I would like staff to make that contact to verify that they've been contacted, and also to have an effort made to talk to residents by the HOA. And I'm going to ask for that, if this is going to council, to have that information available and for them to know that it's going to council next Tuesday. Any other discussion on this motion?
So,
Ms. Corley.
Thank you. So, what we're saying is we're going to vote today, but we're going to have more information by Tuesday. And if we don't have it, we can always, right, there's no rush, emergency. This can wait a little bit.
If you don't have the information you want by Tuesday, you can defer it.
We can defer it.
Yeah, for a month. So I'm comfortable supporting this for now, and then we'll see what happens by Tuesday.
Ms. Hyde?
I agree, yeah.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to recommend the rezoning from R1 to Indigo Square, excuse me, plan development. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Please have that information for us, for council. I think it's great that the church is making this effort to improve. This church has been a real going community for the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we're able to help out. I just want to make sure that Indigo Square doesn't overrun the residents.
Yes, we've been there since 1870, and there's other community. I grew up in that area, settlement
yes,
community.
Yes,
and there's across the street. My sister lived back there, so I know the area very well.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Smaltz, thank you for being here to help us understand a little bit about what's going on. But this is a great thing for the church. I know it's a growing church. A lot of churches are not growing, but y'all have been there for so long and continuing great things for the community. So thank you very much. Okay. Next item on the agenda is 5B, annexation and zoning for St. Peter's Church. Request to rezone 5 parcels addressed as 1329, 1287, 1303, and 1307 Porches Bluff Road.
Thank you, sir. We have another church. Yes. Another church here off Porche Bluff. You can see it. It's all the different parcels that are have a green star on it. You can see it a little bit better here with the current zoning. So again, the yellow, the R1, came in with the automatic R1. If it were done today, it would be CC, which is what they are requesting. There is the one parcel that you see there that's in the county. So that's the one they want to annex. And then they want to abandon all the lot lines, aggregate all these lots, and it would be CC, community conservation. Again, R1, if you wanted to, and this
is the recommendation, which is Settlement Community. So that is a consistent request. Again, if you have a church in R1 and you want to make any changes, you have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. It's a special exception. The last church, of course, went to PI, but CC also permits a church. So this is a permitted use. They wouldn't have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. But it also is consistent with the comp plan, and the CC zoning that they're requesting would allow them to do a small maybe farmer's market or a greenhouse type of use, which is what they also want to do on the property, and it's all permitted. So that's the thought moving forward. Again, this was a default R1. If it came in today, it would be CC. So that's a request before you now to annex one parcel, bring it in a CC, and rezone all the other parcels from R1 to community conservation.
So I think I'm hearing you say we're going to need two motions again.
It's an annexation and a zoning for all of it. So you can do it in, you can do it in the form of one annexation and then zoning all the parcels to community conservation, I think would be sufficient.
If you want to do it too, I'll move to approve the annexation.
Ms. Hyatt?
I'll second.
Moves seconded. Any further discussion? No further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have. Now, do we need any other motions? Just that's all we need? Just to...
We need a motion to zone all those parcels CC.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Do I hear a motion?
I wanted to ask a question.
Ms. Hyde.
Now, you mentioned what they want to do, but what else would they be able to do under community conservation versus R1 is just residential?
Residential.
But what community conservation is what else could be done? And what's the comparison like? Lot size when you do, aren't the lots bigger with community conservation?
They are. So right now, R1, you could do 10,000 square foot lots. Under CC, it would be 12,500.
That's what I thought. But
really, other than allowing the church, a greenhouse, and residential, that's really the only difference is the church.
Right. Okay. I move to approve that.
I second making it community conservation.
Motion made and seconded. I think your motion is to recommend the council.
Yes, recommend the council approval for community conservation zone.
And is that what the seconder?
Yes.
Thanks, too. Okay, good. Motion made and seconded to rezone all the parcels to CC. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call for the question. All those in favor recommending zoning to community conservation to council, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have. The next item is an update on zoning code rewrite.
All right. So we've had another meeting with Planning Commission since I last saw you. At the May 24th meeting, they did make their final recommendation on the hub boundaries. So one step closer. I'll show you just a little bit of what they've been working on. So some of the hubs, we have the two redevelopment centers. We have, I think, 8 community scale, and then we have a bunch of neighborhood scale. The two redevelopment centers were pretty well defined during the comp plan. Most of the community scale hubs were pretty well defined, as you can see here in the blue dotted outline. So a lot of their time was spent in our neighborhood scale hubs, and I'm just going to point out a few changes that they'll be recommending as part of the code rewrite. This particular neighborhood scale hub is Moultrie Plaza. Their recommendation will come to you eliminating everything south of Coleman. Also, because it's so large, they believe it should be a community scale hub instead of a neighborhood scale hub. This one is Brickyard, but they made this recommendation on several of our hubs. Some of our hubs, the outline included a lot of wetland, and it didn't make sense. So they wanted to eliminate those wetland areas, and this is just an example. So you can see the black hatch where our final maps and recommendation in the code will be to eliminate those areas. And then they had one change with the Shelmore Village community scale. They felt like it should be it should stop at Low Country Boulevard, so you can see the black hatch. So that community scale hub will come to you eliminating a portion of that. So really the main thing was to, they eliminated two neighborhood scale hubs, 15 Mile, which is all within the town of Allendale, so it didn't make sense, and then Whitehall, which didn't make sense. So those two hubs will be eliminated in the recommended code rewrite, and then several of them, as I said, will have be recommended for community scale instead of neighborhood, and the wetlands will be eliminated. So that's what they've been working on. We've got our final recommendations. The month of June is going to be very, very busy for us. The consultants are finalizing the draft code sections for buffers and landscaping, parking loading, and outdoor lighting. Staff is providing feedback on the sign draft code. We've also been asked to provide illustrations for the sign code and then our commercial design code. So we're trying to incorporate more illustrations. So when there's ambiguity and it's hard to understand the language, you have an illustration that makes it clear. We are finalizing our draft hubs. As of now, and this will be obviously be a council decision, but how those are adopted, whether it's a base zoning, we're going to present it as an overlay zoning, and then it'll be the same language, but it'll just be a matter of how it's eventually incorporated into the code. So right now we're finalizing our language for the hubs, and it'll include those final boundary recommendations. We've also, if you're aware of our Historic District Preservation Commission, they have an ordinance and then they have design guidelines. And it has been requested that we move those design guidelines as part of the ordinance. We make it clearer, and just it's a smart decision. So we are working on making, right now it's not in an ordinance format, so staff will be working on those guidelines, putting them in an ordinance format so that the consultants can incorporate that. And then we also received a write-up or a markup of our tree ordinance from our consultants who are working on our community forestry master plan. So we will be looking at that, giving our comments, and then providing that to the consultants working on our code rewrite. So June, July, we're going to be very busy and finalizing a lot of these things. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Ms. Hyde.
When they made the suggestion to change something from neighborhood to community, what change really is that? What's going to be allowed?
Well, the impetus for it was because they were so large.
Right.
So even Moultrie, when you removed everything south of Coleman, it's huge. It's bigger than neighborhood. The community scale really just neighborhood scale. The recommendations in the comp plan were more vague. So community scale is much more specific. It says the amount of maximum residential you can have, and it also allocates a certain amount of that for attainable housing. The neighborhood scale hubs don't do that. It was a little more open-ended. So it gave them more specific requirements from the comp plan, and it was really based on the size and location. And so they recommended that that be changed to a community scale hub and the 10 mile be changed to a community scale hub because of its location and its size.
So with neighborhood, I think the buildings are shorter. Is that it? Or size,
I don't
square
think
footage,
there's
that
a,
kind of thing?
Is I don't that, think I'm there is, no. I don't think there's a square footage limit in neighborhood versus community that's any different. I'd have to go back to the comp plan, but yeah. Really, the main thing was that it's much more specific in what they can do, the maximum amount of residential and community. So, okay.
Any other questions, Ms. Reed? Hearing none, next item on the agenda is to adjourn. And we're adjourned.